Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
That was the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Dark Necessities. Clearly a nice use of the chorus pedal there. In the studio with us this evening, returning guest, Mr. OJ Law.
Hello.
Hello,
how are you?
Good. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back. What have you been up to for the last year?
Not that much. I guess I've been making music. That's what I do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. I forgot almost. Yeah. You've got this new single out that we're playing at the end of the show then, right?
Yeah, it's called After All.
After All.
Yeah. I love the video, though.
It's great. Don't give too much away. We'll talk about the video a little bit later on because there's an element to that. Very quickly, 016-201-9000. Answer this question for us.
Tell us, what is the name of OJ Law's last album? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it is to win as well.
And by last album, she doesn't mean it's the final one, right?
It could be.
No, don't say that. We're having a bit of a discussion outside, ladies and gents. I mean, music is not something you can just sit down and do one after another and produce an album like that unless you are Motown and you have 400,000 writers for you.
Yeah.
I mean, has it been difficult getting stuff out this year, do you think?
It's challenging. Right. I mean, it depends how much you care about it. I could put out an album tomorrow.
Yeah. But then people would say, OJ, what have you done?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. But yeah. I mean, the new track, though, I really like the new track. And it's got a really nice feeling to it.
Oh, feeling.
Yeah, feeling.
You just had to do it.
But it's good. It's got a groovy beat, as my dad would say. Yeah. I really like it. Yeah. So tell us about it.
I was trying to do this sort of R&B-ish sort of thing with the groove.
Right.
And just in general, trying to do an R&B thing with my new sort of stuff. So sort of, you know, there's this sort of whole sort of modern future R&B thing going on. So just trying to let that sort of infect my music a little bit. And so this song happened to be finished first and everything else, all the other songs I was working on are just like fragments. So I thought I'd put this out first.
Right.
And it might be an indication of what my music sounds like soon.
I like the way you say it might be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't guarantee.
No, I understand. Yeah. I mean, from what I've done, I mean, what I tend to do is I start something.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm writing a song or whatever. And I probably spend about 14 hours in one day on it. And then it gets filed away. And then I come back the next day and I start it again. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think I like that bit.
Yeah,
it's been sat there.
Yeah, that's when you get new inspiration, you know, new
feeling.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
You're kind of sat out looking outside of the window. Yeah, I'm not so sure if I like that drum beat. And you change it around and then you're like, I've totally messed up my song.
You get stuck inside it, so like this box of sound. And then when you come back a few days later and you're just like, what was I doing?
Exactly.
Like when you listen to the same loop.
Yeah, again and again.
And again for hours. Eventually, you think it's amazing, no matter whatever it is you've done.
And then you go to bed, wake up the next day, and go, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, what was I thinking?
But I mean, you know, when you find yourself in that loop, you know, I mean, genuinely, how do you kind of remotivate yourself, though?
Honestly, like, and it's the rare occasion when you do come back the next day, and it's not like, what was I doing, but you're just like, actually, you know what, this is actually something going somewhere.
Right. Mm.
And just having an idea that is, you know, that spark is enough to probably just drive you all the way to the finish line.
Keep you motivated.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, how does it work with you? I mean, do you work on things in a linear fashion or do you like work on pieces of a track and then kind of build it like a jigsaw almost?
Yeah, I mean, it is almost like a jigsaw. Often I'll only have maybe a chorus or a verse or a riff, and it's pretty much just like building around it.
Right.
And often I'll be working on multiple tracks at the same time. So if I get bored of working on one track, then I can go visit another track. And so in a sense, it's good because to keep the inspiration going, rather than getting stuck in this one song, then you can hop across to like 5 or 6 different songs at the same time.
Which keeps it feeling fresh, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
Right, we're going to take a little short break, folks. We've got a giveaway, of course. 016-201-9000. Quick reminder again, it is Spotify Friday. There's a tote bag, a 3-month premium pass, some sunglasses, and a signed photograph of Adeline.
Why?
I'm just joking.
All right, so if you want to win the Spotify goodie bag, just answer this question. Tell us, what is the name of OJ Law's last album? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it is of to win as well.
We're also on Twitter at BFMTTON and, of course, on Instagram at the same handle. What? People pointing around the studio. What's going on?
Instagram.
Oh, Instagram. Okay, yes. Don't do that when I'm talking. Anyway, we're going to take a break now. We've got some ads coming up and a little bit of The Naked and Famous. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline June.
This is
OJ Law.
That was The Naked and Famous with I Kill Giants, right?
Sure.
Right, yeah. Okay, ladies and gents, giveaway time, 016-201-9000. Answer this question for us.
Tell us, what is the name of OJ Law's last album? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it is of to win Spotify goodie bag, which includes 3-man payment pass, a tote bag, and a pair of sunglasses as well.
So, to the person that said, let's be adult, and why I deserve to win a Spotify bag, it's because you haven't won anything from BFM yet. The one thing you forgot to do is include your full name, your IC, and why you deserve to win. Therefore, I can't give you a prize. An adult would have listened properly, right? Can? Anyway, ladies and gents, if you want to get in touch via Twitter, we're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTO. And of course, also on Instagram, whole bunch of pictures going up already. Right then, I'm out of breath almost.
One picture for tonight.
One picture so
OJ Law's picture.
So OJ, we were just talking like during the break about Tame Impala and their visit to you here.
They were amazing.
Really good, huh?
Yeah, just the production values was just through the roof. Mm. What really impressed me, apart from the fact that they were really good live, was just the light setup.
Yeah.
And the visuals. So they brought their whole production over, and it was.
Do you think that's why it was so good? Because they brought their own guys?
Maybe.
Right.
I mean, it makes
a difference. It's a genuine question.
But you're talking about someone, let's say, you've brought your sound guy.
Right.
And he's been with you on like all your shows, all your tours.
He knows what color underwear you're wearing, everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So at the exact point when you're doing your guitar solo, he's going to shine the correct light.
Right.
Or, just do the right visuals, and it's going to just heighten the whole experience.
Right. Anything else? So, M83?
This week, right?
Coming weekend, up. Right? Yeah. Are you off to see them as well?
No, I got to go to a wedding.
Oh.
Yeah. No. It's be okay.
It's okay.
I'm not bitter or anything. I should go to weddings.
I suppose we should. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
I really want to go to Tame Impala, actually.
Yeah, I wanted to go, but I mean, the tickets sold out, so
we'll go back to the past and.
Right, we could rewind a little bit. Yeah. No, I mean, the thing is, I mean, the reason that I asked that question, I mean, let's be honest, we've all seen some of the productions that have happened here, and either the sound's been a bit off or the light's been a bit off, and one thing or another. And it always annoys me because we have these bands who, and they, for a long time, they kind of bypassed Malaysia. Mm. They'd end up in Singapore or they'd go to Hong Kong, and we kind of been left, by ourselves.
Yeah.
And I think part of that problem is because the production values of some of the places that put on shows, they just don't invest properly in it, I think.
Is that why you stopped going for concerts there?
Yeah, it is.
What was the last concert you went?
Gruff Riss, I think.
Oh, wow.
That was a long time ago.
And I enjoyed that because it was intimate. It was really quiet and it really felt like somebody was putting on, a personal show.
Yeah.
And it felt like there was a really good connection. But and that's what worried me about a lot of the big bands that do come here. I'm like, well, I know what the sound system is like. I'm not going to enjoy it. And I mean, I've had this discussion with Cam Raslan a few times before. Is seeing live music now is almost at the point where I'd rather listen to the album because I know what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I mean, but somebody who's making electronic music like you, I mean, I suspect it's not that difficult, really, to get a decent-ish sound.
It's I still find it challenging. Mm. So sometimes if I can afford it, I'll use a sound guy to help me with my show. And I think it does make a difference.
Absolutely.
It does make a difference. But actually, my live setup is quite different from what's actually recorded because everything's I record by myself.
Yeah.
So everything needs to be rearranged for my band to play with live. So we can get it across. And actually, a lot of the songs probably don't sound that similar.
Which
is a good thing.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's a different vibe live.
Yeah.
I mean, not too long ago, we saw Juno and Hannah. They performed live. And The interesting thing about that is, you know, you look at their setup and it seems the simplest. You know, they've got a sampler and a keyboard, a guitar, a mic, and a few other bits and pieces. And you think that they would be over with their soundtrack very quickly. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people might, but obviously people forget about the routing that goes off and everything else that happens, you know, to make an electronic.
It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
You know, especially when it was outside.
Plus, the weather was so hot.
It was so hot, she was holding her laptop up to the aircon.
Oh, no.
Right.
So, overheating problems.
Yeah.
I've had that.
You have?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what did you do? You just like, sorry guys, we've got to wait 10 minutes while we cool down.
I think there's been times where we just try to not use, I mean, you just have to, it's actually happened during a show where I used to use a laptop and it just turned off during the set.
Oh.
And then you just have to just try and finish, do it without it. But luckily I actually have a band.
Yeah.
So we can cover it. But if you don't, if I didn't have a drummer and the guitarist and the bassist, then it would just be me just.
Doomed.
Yeah. It would just be me singing a cappella.
It might not be a bad thing.
Why not?
I mean, we could do that, you know. Yeah. Okay. So before we move on to the next segment and news from page two, let's very quickly talk about, I mean, we're going to introduce the single a little bit later on. Mm. We're going to play it, of course. But I want to very quickly talk about the video.
Yeah.
And because it's got Patrick Teo in it, first and foremost, directed by Gavin Yap.
Yeah.
How did the idea kind of come about, the concept of the idea? And you know, how do we end up with Uncle Patrick Teo in it?
Yeah. I've known Gavin a long time. And so he's been keen for quite a while to work on a video. So I finally had this new song and approached him about it. And I don't know if you've seen any of his films, but they sort of like, he's really good at working with older people.
Oh.
Well,
Patrick.
So,
okay, he's riding his bicycle. Yeah. It's fine.
Hey, I was given a task to actually work with Patrick too.
There's a reason for that. Yeah. Anyway, carry on.
So his films tend to focus on like these older characters, and I liked how it was kind of nice just to see someone do that because a lot of media just focuses on youth and the power of youth.
Yeah.
So we're in discussion. I was like, oh yeah, you know, why didn't you do something with someone older than it or someone older?
Yeah.
And so he went away and did it, and initially had cast someone else to be in the video, I think.
Mm,
But that fell through, and then he got Patrick in. I had nothing to do with it apart from suggesting like old people.
But I think it was a great idea to actually have Patrick on. He's so cute in the video.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. We're going to post it up on the Facebook page a little bit later on as well, folks, so you can link to that if you want to hear it as well. Of course, again and again and again. It's going to be in a rotation here on the station too. But anyway, we need to take a short break. We've got some Gomez coming up and some Preachers just after this. First though, 016-201-9000. Quick reminder about the giveaway. We need your full name, your IC number, and why you deserve to win before you answer the question.
All right, just tell us, what is the name of OJ Law's last album? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
Right then, time for a very short break. We'll be back after the messages with some stories about cows, electric shocks, and
genetically modified mosquitoes.
Oh, wonderful. Wow, I can't wait. All right, and break time. We'll be back in a minute, folks. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline June.
This is
OJ Law.
That was The Preachers with Somebody's Talking. Somebody will be talking in a minute. We've got news from page two.
Talking.
We are talking. Oh, yeah, that's me talking. Anyway, folks, 016-201-9000. We are giving away
Spotify goodie bag. We are giving away a tote bag, a pair of sunglasses, as well as a 3-month premium pass.
Mm.
Now, if you want to win Spotify goodie bag, just answer this question. What is the name of OJ Law's last album? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
Just
don't forget IC number and your name.
Yes.
The basics.
Just the basics, yeah. Just a reminder, OJ Law awarded Best Male Artist at this year's MET 10 Awards.
Met
10 Awards. Best Malaysian Album 2015 by Beehive. You know.
Well done, well done, yeah, well done.
Oh, yeah. I did that. That was me. Mommy, you're listening. Anyway, ladies and gents, we're going to move on. We've got this little thing that we like to call News from Page 2.
Extra, extra, be all about.
What's all the shouting?
That's right.
Wait. Okay, go.
I'm talking about cows tonight.
Right, okay.
So
it's almost like I set that up, but I didn't. Believe me, I had that sound in here already from something else. I have no idea how that was there. Go on.
So apparently a couple in Tunisia, they actually walked away with an unusual prize, which is a cow. So after they actually recorded the top score in a locally developed mobile phone game.
Okay, so they won a video game and then they ended up with a free cow.
So what would you guys do if you won a cow?
Okay, let's have a think about this.
Fresh milk every day.
You don't have to sing no milk today. No, that's it.
We can have regular butter.
Right.
We could have it as a lawnmower.
Okay.
You know, to keep your grass nice and nice.
So you're actually making the cow work for you.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And of course, what
fertilizer.
Goes
fertilizer?
I was going to say what goes in must come out. So there would be cow pats everywhere, and I'm guessing there would be mushrooms growing around. You know, those type that you have with your bacon, and not any other kind of.
Yeah, but okay. So Richard,
mushroom soup.
You live in a condo, right, or apartment?
I do. Yes. So
what if you get a cow? What if where do you put your cow?
You have a car park slot. You can put it there.
I've got two.
Oh, you've got two?
I've got two, yeah. So I could have one for my car, one for the cow. There you go.
Well,
Adeline, why do you ask? You know, why do you ask what would you do? We've given you a whole bunch of suggestions.
Well, because...
What would you do with the cow?
Well, same thing. I mean, you know, you will not run out of milk because, you know, you get cereals every day, you know.
Uh-huh.
I get milk every day.
Right.
You get, I don't know.
A friend.
Yeah, they're very friendly. Very friendly creatures.
Friend. This cow, her name is Pamela.
Okay. Pamela the cow. Right?
Pamela the cow. And the thing is, apart from, you know, the thing is, other winners, they actually won like mobile phones, tablets and all. And this winner,
I'm just wondering what kind of company decides to give you a free cow.
I mean, know, right?
Is it because of the video game? Was it, you know, was
well,
the cow?
Well, the thing is, the game is about cows.
Well, there you go then. You should have set up the story with that. That would have helped.
Still. So what? If you play Farmville, you're going to get a whole farm?
That'd be amazing.
That would be great.
Yeah,
that
I want a
really,
farm.
That would really encourage
I
you
would
to play.
I would play Farmville.
Correct. Same
year.
I would sit there playing it for hours upon hours.
And Candy Crush? You get tons of candy?
No, I'm not really a big candy fan. But Farmville, you know, all that corn, you know, cows,
ponies,
donkeys, the whole thing. Yeah. All right. Okay. I think we've mocked your story enough. OJ, what was yours?
What do you have?
So in the Cayman Islands, the government there have authorized the release of millions of genetically modified mosquitoes to combat the Zika virus.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Cayman Islands, the government have released millions of dollars.
Dollars.
Yeah, but no, mosquitoes.
They might have done that.
They might have done that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they've released millions of male mosquitoes because the female mosquitoes are the ones that bite people.
Vicious
little
things.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, yeah, females.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude.
I wasn't going to go there. He did.
No,
he did.
Smooth.
Okay. All right, then. I like
female
the idea
mosquitoes.
Of this.
And the idea is that the males, these genetically modified males, when they mate with the females, their babies will either die or they won't be born or something will happen. But something will happen, which will end the Zika virus mosquitoes.
Is this what they're thinking? Is it?
Yeah, I guess. I presumably they haven't actually tested it out.
This is what worries me. Right? I mean, we. I think it was a couple of years ago, Malaysia had actually said that in certain parts of the state of Selangor, they were going to release genetically modified mosquitoes to combat
dengue.
Yeah, correct.
And that kind of was big news, and then it disappeared, right? Kind of like the mosquitoes, I'd assume. But why have we heard nothing about this? You know. But the other thing is, and we briefly mentioned it outside, is we don't really know what impact it would have
on the ecosystem
if we were to get rid of mosquitoes.
Because something eats mosquitoes,
of
like fish
course.
Do.
Fish eat mosquitoes, yeah.
Yeah.
That worries me, you know, really. I mean, they are a big part of the
ecosystem. I don't like mosquitoes.
Nobody does.
I hate mosquitoes.
Nobody likes mosquitoes, apart from fish and frogs and whatever. But
the ones that need it to
the
survive.
The ones that need them to survive, you know. But
who cares about that?
Who cares about that? But, I mean, it's an interesting idea, though. I mean, but then again. Anyway, my story then. Okay, right, here we go. The internet is going crazy over this, apparently. It's called the shock clock.
Oh, you said it right.
I did say it right. It will zap you awake on time. It's a startup. This guy, his name is Pavlok, or... he's very smart, this fella. The company behind the clock, Pavlok, guarantees its tested sensory input on its wearable devices can change a person's behavior and lifestyle habits. In basic terms... The first thing it does is it gives you a vibrating alarm, right? If you don't wake up from that, it makes a really annoying sound.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't wake up from that, it gives you an electric shock to wake you up.
Wow.
Well, after like 5 minutes or when you snooze?
If you snooze, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the first time you snooze, you get the annoying sound. The second time you snooze, you get the even more annoying zap. And what they say is that Though the mild electric zap is not painful, they say it can be unpleasant. If you don't like being shocked, some people might like being shocked. Let's be honest, Hugo. Hugo is one of our interns, if you don't already know. Anyway, but I like the idea about this. I think it's a smart idea because they're saying they can use it to kind of alter other behavior too. Because it kind of links to your phone or your smart device via Bluetooth. Effectively, Adeline, I could put this watch on your wrist. And if you were to do something that, you know, you've told me you don't want to be doing and you would be reminded that you don't want to do it, I could hit a button and it would zap you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Why me?
Well, just for an example, you know. I like the idea behind it, though. You know, you can change people's behavior.
Do we really need this, though?
No, yeah, we don't. Of course we don't.
I mean, we're not dogs.
We're not dogs. We're not Pablo's dogs. But this guy who's behind it has managed to raise a whole ton of money already.
So it's a Kickstarter.
It's a Kickstarter, yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's got something. Where does it go? We're 65 million already raised.
Wait, how much is it?
This is the other thing. It sells for $199. And all it is like literally a plastic watch with a little zapper on
it. It's a plastic watch.
It looks like a Fitbit, though.
It looks just like a Fitbit, yeah. So in his previous, when he was trying to get the shock clock is what he introduced first, he managed to raise $280,000 on Indiegogo.
Well, instead of buying tons and tons of alarm clocks at home, I mean, maybe, you know, can save money with this.
Can.
Maybe?
Yeah, right. Anyway, OJ, right then, it's that time, you know. It's that time for this.
Smarty pants.
So you know the drill, right?
I mean, A year ago.
Go on.
OJ actually scored 10 points.
Mm-hmm. That sounds really small.
So let's see this round.
What's our current leaders? 27.
27 is Terry Young.
Oh dear! What
I'm
do you think?
Well off. If I get better than 10, if I equal 10, let's
okay.
Equal or better.
I think you'll do pretty well this time. Right. So your 3 minutes start now. You ready?
Okay.
What does the abbreviation SOS stand for?
Save our souls.
What is the main ingredient in borscht soup? Is it broccoli or beetroot?
Beetroot.
Correct. Country singer, and I'm sure you know this, Keith Urban was born in which country? Australia or New Zealand?
Australia?
No!
Oh, man.
Who was the US president at the start of the American Civil War? Was it John Adams or Abraham Lincoln?
John Adams?
No!
50-50 chance, bro. Oh, come on. Who is credited in creating the name Jessica? Aristotle or Shakespeare?
Shakespeare.
Correct. Who directed the 2015 action film Mad Max Fury Road? Was it Rian Johnson, Ridley Scott, or George Miller?
George Miller.
Who is the current manager for the French national team? Laurent Blanc or Didier Deschamps?
Laurent Blanc. Uh-uh. Oh, it's not? Oh,
no.
Man.
St. Patrick's Day. Oh, where are we going? St. Patrick's Day is typically celebrated during which month in the US? March or April?
March.
Correct. Other than orange juice, what else is needed to create a mimosa? Is it white wine or champagne?
Champagne.
Correct. The feathers of which bird are said to bring bad luck if they're brought into your house? Raven or peacock?
Raven.
No.
Oh, man.
Which artist won the best male artist award at the Met 10 Awards this year?
It was me.
It was, yes. What type of rice is used in making risotto? Is it basmati or arborio?
Arborio.
The comic strip, Calvin and Hobbes, was inspired by two philosophers named John Calvin and Thomas Hobbes. True or false?
True.
Which football club was legend Eric Cantona playing for before switching over to Manchester United? Well done, yes. What is the national fruit of Malaysia? Is it the durian or the papaya?
Papaya.
Holly Golightly is the heroine in which classic movie? Roman Holiday or Breakfast at Tiffany's?
No idea.
You sure?
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Good guess. Which author wrote the classic novel The Metamorphosis? Was it Edgar Allan Poe or Franz Kafka?
Franz Kafka.
The Jigsaw serial killer is a character in which horror movie? The Conjuring, Omen, or Saw?
Saw.
Yes. A baked Alaska is a dessert that's made up of cake, ice cream, and what? Whipped cream or meringue?
Meringue.
In The Walking Dead, which weapon does the character Michonne use? A gun, a rope, or a katana?
A rope.
Oh, no, it's a katana. How many days does July have?
31.
Correct. What is the minimum drinking age in Canada, 18 or 21?
18.
Correct. What is the nickname of famous gangster Al Capone? The Big Easy or Scarface?
Scarface.
The famous Millennium Stadium is located in which country? England, Ireland, or Wales?
Wales.
In The Matrix, which pill color does Neo eventually take? Blue or red?
Blue.
What type of creature is a pintail? A fox or a duck?
A duck.
I'll ask you one more question. Instagram is owned by which other company? Is it Google or Facebook?
Facebook.
Correct. Right. I think you did better than 10 there. We're going to take a very short break. We'll be back after this. It's Motorcycle Drive-By by Third Eye Blind. Garrick asked for this one, so we're going to play it for him. Here you go. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name's Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Jones.
Over here we have
OJ Law.
That was Third Eye Blind with Motorcycle Drive-By. It's almost time for us to wrap up the show. Not quite yet, though. We need to find out how well OJ did and whether or not he beat his previous score. Mm-hmm. Before we do that, 016-201-9000. You have 2 minutes if you want to take part in the giveaway. We are giving away this.
We're giving away a tote bag, a pair of sunglasses, as well as a 3-month premium pass, all thanks to Spotify. Now, just answer this question. Tell us, what is the name of OJ Law's last album? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us your IC number. Oh no, don't forget to tell us why do you deserve to win, your name and your IC number.
Right then. Get on with it. Let's find out how well he did. Because I know he's like, tell me.
So the first one. Country singer Keith Urban was born in which country? It's New Zealand. Mm-hmm. Who was the US president at the start of American Civil War? Is Abraham Lincoln. Who is the current manager for the French national football team? Is Didier Deschamps. Did I say it right?
Deschamps.
Okay. The feathers of which bird are said to bring bad luck if they are brought into the house? Is peacock. Mm-hmm. And in The Walking Dead, which weapon does the character Michonne uses? Is katana.
Okay, are we done?
In The Matrix, which pill color does Neo eventually take? Is red.
Right, okay, let's have one of these. I can't wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, OJ Law scored 21 points.
Whoa, wow.
You well doubled it, man.
Doubled and a bit. Well done, mate. Well done. OJ, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure to have you. Now, we're going to play out with your new track, After All. Mm-hmm. Like we said, we really like it. We're going to post it all over Facebook. We're going to start playing it and whatnot. So, what was the name of your last album?
Let's Be Adults.
Yes.
There we go.
That's if you, the answer.
Where's my tote bag?
All right. Aren't you already on Spotify? Folks, if you answered that question correctly, you may well hear from us a little bit later on. It's almost time for us to wrap up. We've got 40 seconds and no more. So, Adeline, you can give me one fact and that's it. Give it to me right now.
Did you know that at the age of 15, Jim Carrey quit school and became a janitor to support his family and they were living out of a van?
Oh, wow. Mm. Talk about a turnaround of luck. Okay, then. Did you know that in Paraguay, dueling is legal as long as both parties are registered blood donors?
Oh, what?
See, wow. Practical. Oh. Practical, yeah. You know, shoot each other, but, you know, let us take the blood when you're done. Anyway, ladies and gents, it's the weekend. Hope you have a lovely weekend. Of course, we will be back on Monday from deepest, darkest Banda Otama. It has been that time of night. My name has been Richard Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline June.
And I've been OJ Law.
And he is OJ Law, and this is After All. Don't go anywhere. Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.